This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
With the recent shutdown of major meat processing facilities across the country, there has been some concern about the safety and security of the meat supply in the United States and Kentucky. University of Kentucky meat sciences specialist Dr. Greg Renfro says some processing plants are beginning to reopen.
Even though we have plants that are closing and plants that are reopening, a lot of times they're reopening at reduced capacity because they have to do the social distancing. You know, that's the big buzzword out there, social distancing. And meat plants, you're elbow to elbow with folks. And so when you have to social distance, the chain speed, it has to slow down so that everybody stays safe and everybody social distances. And
Dr. Renfro says keeping the supply chain moving is critical.
It's a big challenge in the beef industry because it takes us about 16, 18 months to get a beef animal ready for processing. It's also a challenge in the poultry industry and the pig industry. The thing is, they can recover a little bit quicker because 5 to 6 months to get a pig up to market weight and about 12 weeks to get a chicken up to weight as well.
He adds there could be some fluctuation in prices.
That's a supply and demand thing. We could see prices go up as we demand more of it. You know, we've seen gas prices, since nobody's driving as much anymore, now gas prices have dropped because there's no demand for the oil like there once was. Well, we still have to eat.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Get ready for some great deals on Case IH equipment at H&R AgriPower with 5 locations across Kentucky. During the Case IH sales event, you'll find new Farmall, Bestro, Maxim, and Puma series tractors, along with our complete line of hay tools, all at a special rate. Offers like this won't last long, so contact us now for the best selection and call H&R AgriPower with locations in Hopkinsville, Mayfield, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Russellville, Kentucky.